Surrey and White Rock make up 2 of 20 on the province's list of priority communities to receive housing targets for the next 5 years. Announced Tuesday morning, April 23, by the BC government, the communities selected in the Housing Supply Act are in high-growth and high-need areas of the province, the press release states. The provincial government will set housing targets for each community listed, with an expected timeline of 5 years for the target to be reached. Our goal for the next 20 communities is to build on the work they are already doing, while they continue to implement the recent provincial legislative changes. This group includes communities that are doing well on housing and some that need to do more, Housing Minister Ravi Kallone said in the release. Also read, Surrey, Kelowna, Prince George added to BC's housing target hit list. The first batch of priority communities was released in May last year, with 10 municipalities listed. With the additional 20, the province states they will work with each region to make sure the targets, to be announced this summer, are met. We know that there are a lot of people that are living in Surrey now that are underhoused, Kallone said Monday in a scrum with reporters. The challenge for Surrey isn't making housing for people that will come, it's to ensure there's housing for people that are already in the community, and that is a real challenge. We know in Surrey, in Delta, that we have 12, 14 people living in two-bedroom suites, so there's a major issue in Surrey. The city of Delta was included in the first priority list. Kallone noted the issue of a shortfall in housing in Surrey is raised to his ministry often and that the mayor, Brenda Locke, is well aware of the problem. Also read, Surrey Council approves budget with 6% property tax increase. We provided $180 million between us, provincial, and the federal government just for infrastructure for the city of Surrey, yet we haven't seen where those dollars have gone. I certainly hope they make public where those infrastructure dollars will go. Peace Arch News has reached out to Locke for comment. Cown. Harry Baines took to X, formerly Twitter, to share his thoughts on Surrey being on the naughty list, as he called it. I appreciate and understand the provincial push for more housing, but this should be done in conjunction with infrastructure funding. Surrey schools and hospitals are at their breaking points. Hospitals and schools are provincial responsibility, Baines wrote. I appreciate and understand the Prov push for more housing, but this should be done in conjunction with infrastructure funding for the communities added to the naughty list. Surrey schools and hospitals are at their breaking points. Hospitals and schools are Prov responsibility. https://t.co/4axon9hxvw Harry Baines. At Harry Boschke, April 24, 2024. Meanwhile, White Rock Mayor Megan Knight said that city staff will be working with the province in the coming weeks to make the targets for the city. We look forward to working with the province to find opportunities for housing within White Rock, while recognizing our local context and sharing with the province our community's housing concerns and expectations, Knight said in a press release. Affordable housing is a priority for council, and we hope to work with the province to find solutions to address our local housing need, in a manner that is appropriate for White Rock.